Meanwhile, Arab foreign ministers have told America's top diplomat they want an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Hamas as the war in the Middle East continues. Anthony Blinken reiterated that the US does not support that.
A ceasefire now would simply leave Hamas in place, able to regroup and repeat what it did on October 7th. And you don't have to take my word for it. Just a few days ago, a senior Hamas official said that it was their intent to do October 7th again and again and again.
Police say rail passengers at Charing Cross Station in central London were unable to board trains because of a sit-in protest by pro-Palestinian demonstrators. Thousands of people have joined a number of demos against the war in the Middle East today. The Home Secretary has been criticised for suggesting homeless people are making a lifestyle choice to pitch tents on the streets. Suella Braverman says many in that position could use support already available. Fans of the Nottingham Panthers ice hockey team are gathering to remember Adam Johnson, who died in a freak incident last weekend. The 29-year-old suffered a cut to his neck during a match. Arsenal need a big win away at Newcastle if they're to end the day top of the Premier League. Stephen Goldsmith's at St James's Park,
where Callum Wilson has just missed a real good chance for Newcastle to put the ball over the bar. That's the first big chance of the game we've had. We've had a bit of a cagey one so far. Arsenal starting to turn the screw now a little. Saka and Martinelli on each side, starting to get past their men, but barring forcing a few corners, nothing to show for it yet. A slow burner. Newcastle 0, Arsenal 0.
Thank you very much. Well, elsewhere, Manchester City beat Bournemouth 6-1 earlier, and Sheffield United beat Wolves 2-1. In the Scottish Premiership, Celtic got past Ross County 3-0, and England are out of the Cricket World Cup after a 33-run defeat to rivals Australia. That's the latest. I'm Daryl Jackson.
Thank you, Daryl.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks to John Chubb for a fantastic edition of Phoenix Sport. Next up, it's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Thank you very much. How about that for an edition of Phoenix Sport? It was superb, wasn't it? Apart from the bit where he said that Coventry City had lost. Apart from that bit. Aside from that, thank you very much, John Chubb. As always, a sensational edition of Phoenix Sports. Now you go and enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thank you very much indeed. Well, hello, good evening. And welcome to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers with me, Mandy Cullen, on Phoenix 98FM on Saturday the 4th of November. Thank you very much indeed for tuning in. And I hope you can keep me company for the next 2 hours, because we have got an absolute belter of a show lined up for you this evening. But if this is your first time tuning in to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers, let me tell you what we do on this show. We play songs from the 1970s and the 1980s that just don't get played enough on the radio. And all of the songs that we do play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. But better than all of that, we leave musical snobbery outside at the door and we play what we like. It doesn't need to be cool, it doesn't need to be trendy to get played, it just has to be a joy. We only play the good stuff on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. And this evening's show is brought to you courtesy of November Birthdays. That's right, all of this evening's artists will have a birthday in November. And I can tell you now that legends are born in November. And if you're not sure, then keep listening, because by the end of the show, you will agree with me that legends are definitely born in November. Coming up, as always, we'll have the Soppy Softies at 7. And this week we've got tracks called Whisper in the Night, Heaven Can Wait, and Help. That's what's coming up in the Soppy Softies at 7. But first, in the first half an hour of the show, for your audio delight, we've got tracks from Leif Garrett, Jocelyn Brown and Cool and the Gang. But before that, we're going to kick off with a real cheeser. So turn it up, it's Saturday night.
Ooh, and it's all right.
kicking off the show and flying the flag for the Cheesers. First of all, we heard Maxine Nightingale. It was her birthday on the 2nd of November. The track, of course, was called Right Back Where We Started From. That was a number 8 hit back in 1975. Maxine Nightingale did release another single in 1977 called Love Hit Me, but that one just missed out on the top 10, peaking at legs 11. Right Back Where We Started From did make it to number 2 over in the USA, and it was kept off number 1 for 2 weeks. Firstly, by the Bellamy Brothers, Let Your Love Flow, and then John Sebastian's Welcome Back. It also reached number 2 in Belgium. And of course, you might remember that Sunita covered it in 1989 and she took it to number 4. I mean, it is just hopelessly catchy, isn't it? Then we heard Leif Garrett and Feel the Need. It's going to be his birthday on the 8th of November. This song is taken from the album of the same name, and it's actually the final track on the LP. It just snuck into the top 40 in 1979, peaking at number 38. And its best chart performance of anywhere it was released, actually. How about that? It had previously been a number 4 hit for the Detroit Emeralds in 1973. And in 1983, it was covered again by Forrest, who you might remember also did a version of Don't Rock the Boat. Anyway, Forrest took it to number 17, and Feel the Need in Me, it was called then. And Shakin' Stevens covered it in 1988, and he got to number 26. Although Leif Garrett was the only person to release it with as Feel the Need, you know, dropping the in me part. Anyway, let's move on. Let's have a pleaser next.
I can't get off my horse, and I can't let you go.
Jocelyn Brown. Happy birthday to Jocelyn Brown for the 25th of November. That was somebody else's guy. That's a tune, though, isn't it? Do you know, it takes me back to my days of clubbing at the Pink Parrot and Park Lane back in Coventry. It reached number 13 in 1984. Jocelyn Brown also co-wrote and co-produced that record. Let's move on, because these tunes are too good. Legends are born in November.
Journey, one direction, reaching high. Keep the feeling of the spirit always present as you climb. One direction, one vibration. That's the message. Let's try. As you climb, one direction, one vibration. That's the message. You can make it if you try.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
cheek. And dance, dance, dance. We're playing that because it would have been drummer Tony Thompson's birthday next Friday on the 8th of November. That's not Friday, is it? What day is the 8th? Anyway, I think it's Tuesday. Anyway, that was Chic's debut release in 1977, and it made it to number 6. It also, coincidentally, reached number 6 in both the USA and Canada. Luther Vandross is on backing vocals as well, as he was working as a session musician back then. Also, you might remember that Tony Thompson was the drummer in The Power Station, which consisted of the wonderful, just the brilliantly voiced Robert Palmer on vocals, and then John and Andy Taylor from Duran Duran on bass and lead guitar. Dave Grohl has actually been quoted as saying that his drumming was inspired by Tony Thompson. Before that, we heard Call and the Gang and Straight Ahead, and we played that because Ronald Callis Bell would have been his birthday on the 1st of November. He was a saxophonist, easy for me to say, and the songwriter in Call and the Gang. I mean, if you don't enjoy a bit of Call and the Gang every now and again, then I really don't know what to say. They really do get the party started, don't they? That one, Straight Ahead, was released in 1983. It was their 13th single, and it reached number 15. It's from their album In the Heart. Ronald Bell had 10 children, so I guess one short of a football team. Right, next up, we've got two songs back-to-back from two of my all-time favourite groups.
FM.
Was Hot Chocolate and Could Have Been a Lady. And we played that because it would have been Errol Brown, the singer there. It would have been his birthday on the 12th of November. I mean, just how cool was Errol Brown? I mean, Hot Chocolate were just so good, weren't they? Anyway, that song was co-written by our birthday boy, Errol, along with bass player Tony Wilson. The record was produced by Mickey Mouse. Do you remember him? Errol Brown, MBE, actually performed at the wedding reception of Prince Charles, as he was then, and Lady Diana Spencer at Buckingham Palace. And before that, we heard The Four Seasons and Silver Star. I had absolutely forgotten how good that song was. And we played that because Bob Goldie, it would be his birthday on the 17th of November. He's on vocals and keyboards. Our birthday boy actually co-wrote that song along with Judy Parker, and he also produced it himself as well. It reached number three in 1976, and that was its best performance chart-wise pretty much anywhere it was released. Bob Goldie worked a lot as a producer, actually, and produced six albums for Neil Diamond, including the soundtrack for The Jazz Singer. He also produced the soundtrack to the movie Little Shop of Horrors. How about that? I'm telling you, legends are born in November. You are listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers with me, Mandy Cullen, on Phoenix 98 FM. It is Saturday, the 4th of November. Thank you very much for tuning in, and I hope you're enjoying the music so far, because we've got some more belters coming up. What we do on the show is play songs from the 1970s and the 1980s that just don't get played enough on the radio, or not in my opinion anyway. And all the songs that we play will be either by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. And better than all of that, we leave musical snobbery outside at the door and we play what we like. It doesn't need to be cool or trendy to get played. It just has to be a joy. A bit like this one. That's Lulu and Take Your Mama for a Ride. We're playing that because it was Lulu's birthday yesterday. Or, should we say, Marie Laurie or Marie McDonald McLaughlin Laurie, to give her a full name, just in case you're heading off to a pub quiz later. Anyway, that was one of only two singles that she released in the 1970s. The other one was her cover of David Bowie's The Man Who Sold the World. I mean, during that time, she did also do the theme tune to James Bond's The Man with the Golden Gun, but surprisingly, that wasn't released as a single. And of course, Lulu did win the Eurovision Song Contest in 1969 with Boom Banga Bang. Before that, we heard ABBA and Tiger, and we played that because it's Anna Freed, or Frieda's birthday, on the 15th of November. That song, Tiger, wasn't released as a single in the UK, but it's taken from their Arrival album. And I think it's the penultimate track on side two. But it does feature in ABBA the Movie, which was released in 1977. You know, I still haven't been to see ABBA Voyage, or Voyage, whatever you want to pronounce it like. Anyway, everyone I know who's been to see it says it's absolutely brilliant. So I really must sort that out and get myself some tickets. But I think they're about over 100 quid or something like that. Absolutely mad prices. Anyway, let's move on. We've got more legends to squeeze in.
Well, I don't know what to do.
That's XTC and the Mayor of Simpleton. XTC is just such a great name for a band, isn't it? Anyway, we played that because lead singer Andrew Partridge, it's his birthday next week on the 11th of November. That one was released in 1989, but it just missed out on the top 40, peaking at number 46. And it didn't manage to break into the top 40 anywhere it was released. That is just such a travesty because it's a great track, isn't it? And it's written by our birthday boy, Andy Partridge himself. Okay, we are getting closer to 7 o'clock. I'm still going to squeeze in some Living Colour, Aha and Joni Mitchell. But first, this is Kim Wilde.
The glamour.
That was Living Colour and Glamour Boys. We played that because singer Corey Glover, it's his birthday on the 6th of November, which I think is on Monday. That track was actually their debut release in 1988, but, you know, it didn't get anywhere near the top 40, peaking at number 94, and it only stayed in the chart for 1 week, so pretty much in and out, really. It was released again the following year in 1989, but it still didn't get anywhere near the top 40. That time, it peaked at number 83, but it did manage 4 weeks in the charts on that occasion. They had to wait until 1991 to have a hit when Love Rears Its Ugly Head reached number 12 in the charts. Glamour Boys did make it to number 14 in New Zealand, though. Before that, we heard Kim Wilde and Love Blonde. That had a kind of Stray Cats vibe about it, didn't it? Anyway, we played that because it's Kim Wilde's birthday on the 18th of November. Love Blonde was released in 1983, and it just missed out on the top 20, peaking at number 23. Chart-wise, it performed best in Finland, where it reached number 3. Kim Wilde does still do gigs, but for instance, next month she's playing at Bury St Edmunds. And of course, she does adverts for Holland & Barrett and Cadbury, isn't she? Actually, is she still in those Holland & Barrett adverts? I'm not sure. I haven't seen them for a while. Anyway, I also seem to remember that she did a show on Channel 4 for a bit as a celebrity gardener or something, didn't she? Do you remember that? Anyway, let's move on. This is Aha.
It's the way we feel tonight, as if it's all real. All right,
Saha and the blood that moves the body. And we're playing that because Magni Fjellhammar, it would have been his, it is his birthday, was his birthday, get it right, it was his birthday on the 1st of November. That one was released in 1988 and it peaked at number 25 in the charts. You know, I've mentioned before that I saw Aha live at the NEC in Birmingham in 1987, but for the life of me, I cannot remember who I went with. I'm pretty sure I wasn't on my own. So if it was you, please do get in touch because I do seem to remember it was a really good gig. Okay, if you are still doubting that legends are born in November, here's someone to prove you wrong.
They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. A pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? It paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
Ooh, bah, 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 bah. Ooh, bah, 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 bah.
It took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. And they charged the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
Ooh, bah, 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 bah. Ooh, bah, 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 bah.
Hey, farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on apples or leave me the